Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
I don't know what just happened now, but Wet Wednesday, we gonna start it right now. We are the Monsters. I'm E-Monster.
Girl, you know my preferences.
Miss Unbelievable.
I'm gonna need references, yeah. You know I'm choosy with acceptances. Baby, you ain't gotta sweat, cause I know it's always wet. Legs suspended, back extended, forward thinking, dick all in his eyes on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over again, hanging off the bed like an ornament or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it off, I'ma break you off if you take it off.
Wednesday.
When you taking this 9-inch, don't bite it. Suck the pussy from the back, maybe I can get behind it. Cause I'm fine with anything and everything. Sloppy is the only way. Top it off, I go for round. I'm lying, bitch, I'm going down. Legs suspended, back extended. Forward thinking, dick all in it. Thighs on shoulders, late night yoga. This is why you coming over and over. Hanging off the bed like an ornament or the ottoman. I don't give a fuck if you got a man, if you swallowing. I wanna get nasty. I know you get nasty. I only want it if it's nasty. Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get nasty. I think it's time we get.
But I get her up on some inside. Put it on my tongue, got your tongue tied. Coming every day like a sunshine. Heard you nasty, heard you freaky with it. The way you ride it, get a speeding ticket. Once I got it, window seat up in it. I don't plan it till I see you finish. Body language going open up. Girl, you're wetter than the ocean front. Got the vitamin D, soak it up. Rubbing cocoa butter till you're broken up. Did I stutter, baby girl, you know what's up. This the way that I be showing love. Now for the both of us, baby. Hurry up, I wanna get
nasty. I know you get nasty.
I wanna get
it
nasty.
Ooh, yeah.
Girl, take it all. I'ma break you off if you take it all. I'm down to get
nasty, baby.
Nasty. I think it's time we get nasty. Don't keep it classy.
Nasty. Hey.
Wet Wednesday. I just want to say before we get the show started, when is somebody going to tell Lil Duval he a comedian and he not an actual damn singer? That's all nasty. Salute, Lil Duval. You're the man, bro. Because I don't know where the hell you came out of from, but you don't pull the Weird Al Yankovic, and you don't, like, really, really went with it, bro. And you're winning right now. So I salute you. But welcome to Wet, Wet Wednesday, y'all, where it gets a little nasty. See, I can't even do it like he do it. It's a Wednesday night. Sexy conversation, sexy music with the Roar. We are the Monstars. I'm DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. Hopefully, we'll get the presence of Jazzy B joining us soon. But yes, we're going to hold y'all down tonight with conversation and music. What we call them? Panty snatchers. What would you call them? Yeah, panty snatchers. Uh huh.
Draw.
I got a real good one. Real good one for y'all coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feeling tonight over there?
I'm feeling monstrous. Yeah, monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
Monstrous. I'm gonna leave it at that. Then y'all see how monstrous I'm gonna get.
Okay. So while she's revving her monstrous up. So all right, let's see, what can we talk about tonight? Let me get some sexy background music. Thanks again for tuning in to Wet Wet Wednesday, brought to you by SoLetMeSpeak.com. Please go over there. You've got to check it out. You're going to enjoy the website. Make a purchase, because when you support this webpage, you also support the show. That's how we bring it to you for free. Also, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management Companies. That's how we can bring you the show for free. So as I'm still working on this background music, let's see, what's some sexy topic we going to talk about tonight? I mean, is people really feeling sexy? You know, with everything going on in the world, with all the stuff, you know what I mean? Whether it be politics or medical or whatever, economic, whatever. I mean, if people still fucking.
Is that your question?
Quiet.
Or?
Yeah, that's a question.
Is that your question? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people have quarantine time to do that. I think they may be running out of positions because we've been on quarantine for a minute. I don't
Boo-boo.
Know how much they're enjoying themselves. You know, that's all they've been doing. So, yeah, but I don't know, I mean, fucking is fucking, I mean, hey.
Right, hard times ain't never slow nobody down.
I think, for me, I feel like, you know, it may bring out the romantic side in people and that they had to go back to the simple things. And not the grand gesture things that they used to do because they could. I think most people had to go back to simple things because I know on Facebook I was saying that, would you like, you know, someone had some Doritos and some candy and y'all went in the backyard and y'all watched the movie? Well, yeah, that's all we can do. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you
right,
did this
right,
together.
Right.
Or I saw one there. This woman giving her man a feet massage. Would you do this? Absolutely, I would do that. You want to know why? Because I'm going to give me some afterwards. He going to be nice and smooth. He ain't going to cut me with his feet. Hell yeah. Let's go. I'm going to massage the hell out them feet. I'm going to make that man's legs, feet look delicious. May put them in my mouth after I'm done because I know they're clean. You know what I'm saying? What else did I see? Oh! I saw a woman, you know, giving a back man, her man a back rub in the tub, and it had some jets. I said, hell yeah! I mean, those are the simple things, you know what I'm saying, that you can do that was overlooked because you didn't have the time, or you was too busy, or you didn't think that was necessary. Now, hell yeah, it's necessary, and it's vice versa too. The woman, but I'm speaking, you know, what I want to do to man. You know what I'm saying? Or I would do to man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think they still are. What
right.
do you
Yeah, I don't think hard times don't slow nobody down for no fucker. Yeah, they, I'm just saying. It's gonna be the, could, yeah, be all kinds of moves and still be trying to fuck. So, I agree with that. But I think, like you said, it might be, people might be running out of positions to get it in, different ones, new little things to try. But, you know, now's the time to really slow it down. Really get to know your lover's body, or, you know, get to know them more intimately, even just beyond sex. You know what I mean? Like, what is really your aspirations? I mean, now we got time to sit and talk, you know? So we can talk, like what do you really want to do? Where are you trying to go? You know what I mean? I'm not talking about, like, I'm not talking about, let's talk about what made you mad at work. No, not right now. No, don't tell me that right now. I know you hate the lady next door. We both know this. We know because she called the police on you 4 times. We know this. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you. What's your inner happiness? And things that, you know what I mean? Because sometimes that's what we need to talk about, our inner happiness. And, you know what I mean? The things that make us, you know, just to be reminded. You know what I mean? I have dreams. Yeah, I wanted to be a such and such. Well, why can't you do that now? Why can't we just, you know what I mean? Whether we role play or, you know what I mean, set you up to actually go back to school and do that or, you know what I mean, whatever. Yeah. But it's time to slow down and really, really marinate in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be talking about that. When's the last time you marinated in the other person?
Ooh.
Huh.
That's good.
Huh.
And you know what else, though? How different ways you can enjoy each other while the kids are there. Because, you know, the kids were home. You know, how can you enjoy yourself while the kids weren't there or while the kids was there? What fun, sneaky things that you learned how to do that satisfied you guys? What time, like you said, did you invest in, you know, sneaking away and just making whatever that precious 5 minutes was? What was that precious 5 minutes? What was y'all doing? Whether it was marinating on each other or having sex or having a conversation, you know, just taking that quick minute to just connect.
Right. I'm not gonna lie. I was one of them bogus friends. I'd just be all kissing all in front of the kids. Look. He's like, oh, we need counseling. Yeah. I was one of them parents. My bad. Oh, my kids.
I'm still one of them parents.
I know you're sorry.
I'm still one of them parents. I will kiss and hug on my man anywhere in front of any place, in front of anyone. I will touch, feel, kiss, hug. I don't care, but I'm an affectionate
slow dance.
Person. I slow dance. All close. Kiss. I don't care if your grandpapa and grandmama was there. And I look at grandmama like, y'all did it. Shoot. Y'all created this. Hey, this is what I like. But you'll be surprised to know, like, when your kids see you like that or when your parents see you like that or even grandparents, they'll be like, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's love right there. See, that's love right there. That ain't phony. That's what y'all need to, you know, aspire to. And I think they need to see that, you know, because they see so much disconnect in love or disconnect in physical, like, ooh, I don't like that. Ooh, I don't like that. And they need to see, you know, emotions or physical isn't always connected to sex, that I can hug you and kiss you and we just sit out. What, y'all? Sit out? Y'all ain't gonna do nothing else? But they need to see that jolt of affection, you know, so they know that this is what it looks like.
Oh,
this is what it looks
real spill. Real spill. All right. So, matter of fact,
fucking and bugging.
No, you're 100 with that. I was going to go to a song, but let's go ahead and bring out, I believe we got Jazzy over here with us now. Is that you, Jazz?
Yes, sir. Hey,
hey,
Jazz.
Hey,
I'm missing y'all. How you doing, girl?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. It's good seeing her too.
Yeah.
Mhm, mhm, mhm.
Y'all done with y'all girl moment? Where my dog at? Where my dog at?
What's the
what's
happening? What's going on?
What's good, Jazz? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
That's what's up. Yeah. So we're just basically revving up, you know, when we get into our heat, our wet parts of the game. So let's see. So we were just talking about what were we at? It's unbelievable.
We were talking about, you know, is people still fucking right now, you know, to the quarantine, and if so, you know, what are they doing, or, you know, what emotions and how are they connecting in this time? Are they still connecting with one another? And if so, what are they doing?
Girl, you know how many babies finna be made out of COVID?
Yeah, they
COVID became baby. This is talking about.
The world gonna be repopulated. Totally.
I'm trying to tell you, they killing some off so some more can be made.
Yeah. I think y'all right. Yeah, it ain't slowing nobody down. People still getting it in. Like Miss Unbelievable said, they just running out of freaky ways to do it. That's all.
They going back to missionary style.
I wish I could experience it.
Well,
in a whole drought over here on this side of the world.
A whole
about
drought.
To kill everybody.
That's your frustration. That's
real.
I would say that's what we could talk about. We gonna have dance hauling
up there. It's so real. I drank a whole bottle of wine by 9 a.m.
Ooh,
Jesus!
Well then, I'm gonna play this next song, and it's gonna mess you all up. I'm just saying. So here's Paul Anthony and Tanya Deona. Fire and Desire. Uh-huh.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. Remember when I used to? Remember when you used to.
She hit that high note. I threw my drawers at the damn phone. Oh. Paul Anthony, Tanya Deona, Fire and Desire, Wet Wet Wednesday. And they got Monster US Apparel. Salute them on that one right there. Also hear that one on the monstars.com. I usually don't like
the
remakes,
Monster,
but that right there was on point.
I'm telling y'all now, the monstar.com got a song on there to make you have babies times five, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. Y'all need to go listen. Times five. Y'all having baby after baby after baby on that Monstar mix right now.
And I do have to say, disclaimer, we don't pay internet child support. So make sure you do what you got to do when you listen to this. So, you know what I mean? Don't be coming back talking about, oh, what had happened was it was drinking and we was listening. No, 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 we're not going for that. We got good lawyers around here. We got good lawyers. We don't pay for that. We got good lawyers. So, wait, when is it? Disclaimer. So, all right, ladies. So, what do we got? Now, I know we could talk about sexual frustration. And as Daddy said, this is a real thing. So we don't know if we need to get her a Snicker bar or somebody with a Snicker bar. all buns intended. But I mean, we could go there or we got somewhere else we can go. Sexual frustration it is. So, let's see, have I ever been sexual frustrated before? I don't know. I don't know, because I'm just mean by nature. I'm just all the time. I'm just a mean machine. Yeah, so I don't know if I ever could say that I had sexual frustrations. I mean, before we ask Jaddy to explain, I mean, how do you know you have sexual frustrations? Is I sound like Jessica?
Oh,
Jackson.
Well.
It's unbelievable.
How do you know, Evie?
How do you know? Have you ever had sexual frustration?
Hell to the motherfuckers, yeah. Hell to the motherfuckers, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Woohoo!
But okay. Before we get to your testimony, let's get back to Jazzy B. Jazzy B 3000 on Twitter. Please tell us, what is it like to have sexual frustration?
You angry, just want to punch everybody. Listen, it's real. People get, you get irritable, you be ready to snap.
Mm-hmm.
Who told y'all to turn these lights on? Why is the sun shining?
Hey, it's real.
Who put these stars in the sky?
Who put the stars in the sky? Damn. Oh, damn. Unplug the clocks when everybody go to sleep. Y'all can't tell what time it is. Shut up. Oh, damn.
It's like a never-ending attitude. It's like a never-ending irritation. It's like, have y'all ever had like a fly or a bee just keep coming around you and keep coming around you and you swiping it, you hitting at it, and it just keep coming back? It just keep coming back? That's how it feels like. You want to just kill it, put it to its misery, and then bring it back to life, kill it again, and put it back out to its misery. I'm just saying.
Wait,
what?
Fact. What? She ain't lying.
She's telling the whole truth. There's throbbing going on. There's pain going on. There's swelling going on. I mean, your boobs get swelled. Your stuff starts throbbing every time you hear something or see something. You get horny all like this every day. Like, this the smallest thing. It could be someone just licking an ear. You be like, oh, wait, no, that ain't for you. That ain't for you. Okay, calm down, calm down. That ain't for you. You know your situation. You know what I'm saying? Then not to mention, a little kiss. Okay, you get a kiss. You be like, that's it? Oh, damn. Wait a minute. Wait. And then don't let it be somebody you crave all the time and you just really want it. Oh my God. baby, you are the devil with horns itself, okay?
Wait, what?
I'm like that right now. I've been trying to fight for about 3 months.
Okay? Black lives will not matter at that very moment. Don't let somebody kiss you off. Oh my God, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. And they'll be like, what's wrong? I'm dickless. All right, okay. I'm going to a drought right now. I need some rain. It ain't rain down there. It ain't rain. And then you get mad because you're grooming it, and you look at yourself, what the fuck you grooming it for? For what?
Why?
It ain't getting touched, seen, looked at, licked.
It ain't like seen it. Shit.
Going in.
Cause
they think it's showtime once you do that. It's showtime. No, it ain't. I'm just keeping you clean.
Oh, damn. Y'all don't have to go through the stuff that we go through. Y'all don't have these problems. Y'all got it way easier.
You know what? I don't know. I think we might get it too. We might get it too. But that's when we just fuck around and, you know, take the neighborhood old, ugly old, rinky old mole around the corner late at night. And
oh, no, nah, we're not doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
See?
It's got to be that person.
Well,
right.
Or it ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work. You ain't going to be fulfilled if it ain't that person. That's like a wasteless fuck.
See, y'all women too damn picky. See, that's what it. That's why y'all be getting so frustrated. That's, man, we start to get frustrated. Oh damn, everybody look good. Oh damn, okay. Where the old ugly old Renny Mo, Ricky Mo? Hey, how you doing?
No, if I don't get fulfilled and satisfied, it's like staying on a drought.
That, especially if it's that one person you just been craving and craving and craving. It ain't gonna work with it.
See, that's
the sad
y'all,
thing is,
I bet you there's some women out there that got them some old, ugly old roomy mode. Only sneak them in through the window looking at apologize.
You want me to say what happened after they did? They were still motherfucking mad.
Yeah, and they'll still go masturbate after they done and still won't get what the fuck they want. That thrill, that feel. They'll keep looking for it, get every STD, ABC, DDE, all that. And then a baby they don't want by somebody. Stop playing.
Facts. What you said?
Okay.
That shit won't be right.
There's nothing like craving for somebody you cannot get to. That is torture.
That is horrible.
So you just stay. Whew, you work through it like everything else. Angry.
Mad. Throwing shit for no reason.
You know.
Throwing shit for no reason. Cleaning up for no reason.
And you know what's the worst? Your sarcasm is at its highest level. You are so petty.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No one is off limits of pettiness. No one.
Nope. No one. Not even kids.
Nah.
So is that why, like, I remember used to being at jobs, right? I used to be at some jobs, and there always be, like, this old or this mean-ass motherfucking supervisor lady. And then they always be like, oh, she mean like that because she ain't getting no dick. Is that what you're talking about? Is that
absolutely.
A sign of sex and
nine times out of ten, that is true.
That special dick makes the world go around. I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all just make it sound like, just like, you know, you getting some good dick, you just hopping and skipping all day and shit. Like, life is just a Disney movie and shit. You know what I mean? Just
everything is grand.
Y'all ain't getting no good dick. Life is rough. But gravel road.
Let's put it like this.
No stock.
If I don't get no good dick, my coworkers be like, what's wrong with you? I don't like you. Like, they're like, what's wrong with your face? Like, what's wrong with your attitude? Who did it? Why? What happened? It's like, they say I am just totally just Evelina. I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well. And then I'm like, deal with it. If I'm dealing with it, God, deal with it. Until the situation gets rectified.
Okay. I'm just trying to say how they going to put that on a prescription. Some dick. Alright, hold on. We're going to take a music break. We're going to come back right now. We're talking about sexual frustration. Who knows what we're going to talk about when we come back. We do have callers. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. But let's see. Do you got a request? Maybe something you want to hear? Unbelievable. Jazzy dropped off for a second. Pretty sure she's going to call back.
What's that song, Jesus? You Move, I Move by John Legend.
Okay. Let's get over here to... what you call it. So, all right, y'all, when we come back, remember you can join the conversation. 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. But let's see here with this John Legend. You say what song?
You Move, I Move.
That one.
Where is the y'all? Sexual frustration. Whew. If you know what we mean, give us a call. Tell us your experience. We waiting.
I don't need words. You don't need to say it. Go with the feeling. And I'll do the same. Oh, That's how this works. I put you first. You're twisting your turns. I wanna learn. When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer. I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move.
If you ever hurt, then I'm gonna bleed. But I'll pick you up and put you back on your feet. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. Yeah, I do for you what you want me to.
When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me close, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Somebody like I do. Oh, I can't believe that I found someone like you. Like you. When you move, I move. I'm caught in your. Wherever you're going, I'm going to.
That's a beautiful song, man. Oh, my. Okay, that's a beautiful song. That song got me feeling some kind of way. I'm just saying, Wet Wednesday. Mm-hmm, it ain't all slow, but it's definitely sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You move on, move on.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm telling you, when you don't, you're going to be sexually frustrated. I'm telling you, when you have that moving motion and y'all moving together and it's together, and then all of a sudden it stops. Man, it's like a roller coaster when you get off the roller coaster and you're feeling all woozy, and then you be like, I want to go again. That's what it is.
This is breaking.
Telling you, so, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it.
Don't say you okay over there, Jazz. We need bail money now.
Oh no, my bad.
No bail money.
Not needed yet. Hold on to it. Tomorrow's a new day.
I don't need it yet.
Right.
But if I don't get what I want. And let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then less than 7 days.
You said 7 days.
Less than 7 days.
Okay.
Then I'm just gonna go to jail.
Because I'm just going to roll up on him like the gangster that I really am. And I might catch some charges.
Well, don't worry. We got you. We're going to start a GoFundMe page for you in the morning. And we're going to get it together. So if you don't make it, we got you. We're going to get you out. Don't worry. We're going to
get
you out.
Once we get you out, y'all going to have to get me out next. I ain't going to lie. Y'all going to have to get me out next. I'm going to job sites in a minute. I'm just saying.
Listen, Linda.
If you had a job. If he had a job,
you're not listening. Pull your pants down.
I would have already pulled up on him. Look, this construction is important. They can finish building this sidewalk without you.
Then they don't need you. Come here for a minute.
Let me steal you for
a minute. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, but shit. Okay, let's see. So that's our part of sexual frustration. Let's see what else we got to run with tonight. Let's see. We ain't got too much time, so we can't get too freaky into it. Cause you know how we get too started, it'll go too far. Let me stop while I'm ahead.
Ain't nothing too far. Nothing is too far on Wet Wet Wednesday. Nothing is off limits, sir.
Absolutely
nothing.
Not a thing.
Let me have one.
Okay, what y'all got then?
Right. Hold on. I thought somebody was coming in my room because, you know, I got people coming in my room all the time. So, I got a question, though. I got a question for y'all. Where is the weirdest place you done touched someone to make them
she must have had somebody come in their room.
Where's the weirdest place? Whether it be on their body, whether it be at a place to make someone come. Where's the weirdest place? Whether it be on their body, whether it be a place that you've made someone come, your partner
you
come.
You know, this one time.
Boy, you right on for that's my girl. That's my girl. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Jazzy. Go ahead.
So, I didn't actually have to touch this person. He actually had this foot fetish, right? And just by him looking at how my foot looked in a heel and how my foot arched, yeah, that happened.
Did you rub it on him?
That
probably would have sent him overboard.
I didn't. I got a foot massage later on, but in that moment, nothing occurred. No touching, no nothing. I was just walking by. And then that happened, yeah.
Right.
Any weird
fetish
thing
is a fetish.
And then we started talking later on because, you know, I thought it was just weird that, you know, that could happen just by looking at a foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious.
Man, they got a whole movie section. Just on that. Get it? I'm just saying. Yeah. A fetish is a fetish.
Ooh, a fetish is
a fetish. Yeah, a fetish is a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even have a fetish, though.
I have several.
Mm-hmm.
have several.
Okay, Naywan, then Jazzy, come through.
I have a lingerie fetish. I have a lot of that. And then I have this a pickup fetish. I love being picked up. I don't know why, but it is a fetish of mine.
Mm.
It ascends through the roof.
I may have one. It's a sexual fetish position. I like, you know, doggy style and getting a hit from the back. Like, that's like my fetish. Like, if you take me there, it's like that for me is like, I could do that all the time. Like, we could start off with that. You just, you know, you just bend, push me down, bend me over, anywhere you want to. I'm ready for that arch. I'm ready. What you said? What? Yeah. So.
That sounds like what y'all like sexually. That's what that sounds like.
It's a strong fetish. It's a fetish.
Yeah. Mm. That, like, you know, like,
yeah, go ahead, Miss Unbelievable.
Like, that's something that you just want to happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
All the time. Like, all the time. Like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, anywhere,
anytime.
Like, all the time.
Like, no lie.
Okay.
Like, you be ready right now. All
absolutely. Where you say, where you want it?
Right here.
Right here? Okay.
All these,
when you say bend over there,
it don't matter.
When you say lift that shirt up, what'd you say, lift that dress up just a little bit? Okay. That's all you need, just a little bit.
But on top of this car, why are all these people in this parking lot?
Okay.
You want me to bend over right here?
Right here? Okay. What you say? In front of the federal courthouse building, we going to jail, the feds watching? Okay, hold on.
Would y'all actually do something that daring, though? Like, out in public, like, with people walking around?
I have undercover.
Yes. Yeah, me and my ex.
Is that an old oval?
Me and my ex used to do these duck-off situations. Where we just leave and go random places.
Uh-huh.
What'd you call them? Duck off.
Random places.
Random dip off.
Mm-hmm. Dip off situation.
But the key to the dip off is that you control your face so that you don't know that you're doing something. You know what I'm saying? You just have that look. Because you don't want, like, people to know what they know. But you don't want to be like, you don't want to be like that. You just, you know what I'm saying? You just got that look like, you got to get that face. You got to know how to put that face on. Like, even though you're enjoying it, and you got, you know, you could even be having, like, a conversation. Be like, yep, so how you doing? And what's going on with you? Not knowing that you're getting it in. Yeah.
Right.
So is that like, you know, sitting on the lap at a park bench type thing? I mean, how would that actually work? Hold on, let me get my pen. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, sitting at a lap, that's easy. Because, you know, if you have on that's why you wear sundresses. Yeah. Because sundresses, all you do is just flare it and then lay it over. And so, like, you can't even see, like, because your butt is up against his pants. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you want a guy to wear, like, some shorts with no underwear, because, you know, then you could just pull the dick, you know, out from, you know, the shorts and then ride that, you know, and then put it in. And then, you know, you stand up, won't even know that, you know, your shirt, your dress just comes back together. You know what I'm saying? When you're standing up, you want to, you know, stand up in between, like, some cars or something. And once you're standing in between some cars, you know, lift it up, you know, get real close up on her, you know, stand up, have her arch, you know, bend over just a few steps. And then, you know, you lean up on the car like you looking at, you know, leaning up on the car like you looking, you know, out, you know, somewhere, and they in the back, y'all giggling, laughing, you know. Yeah, that's just a couple. That's just a couple.
Yeah, what she said.
When you're on the swing, straddle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about wearing short skirts and sundresses. Because if you got a short skirt on, then, you know, you know, because usually girls is known for pulling down their skirts. But one thing you don't want to wear is shorts, because shorts, you got to put them off all the time, and that's just too much.
Not necessarily. If they the stretchy shorts, you know,
yeah,
they don't have to pull those off. You just pull them to the side like panties.
Right. But, you know, they got to be the right pants. You know, got some give to them. But you can't wear draws. So, like, draws have to be obsolete because draws get in the way.
Yes, they do. Because
everything is easy to
long time ago.
Yeah. Everything is easy to move to the side. Like, everything is easy to move to the side. Yeah. But if you want it from the back, but if you want it from, you know, fine, you know, you move it to the side. Yeah.
Yes.
And then that's anywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, giving head is anywhere. You know, just make sure you ain't just making that much noise. You know, you got to control the sound effects.
Yeah.
You don't want to sound like a slurpee.
If you're riding down the interstate, then you don't got to. But if you just in a movie theater or
right
out to eat.
But if you're riding down the movie theater, if you're riding down the interstate riding him, you got to make sure you're off to the side so you're not seen.
Yeah.
And your windows are little tinted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to repeat that.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to listen to our time again. If she said what I thought, she's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She did. Okay. She did.
I'm going to be honest.
And it's
I didn't even
you
think
to
women
know.
Even thought like this.
How much pressure to put?
I didn't think y'all thought like this.
Out.
I thought it was just
us. We got a handbook.
Made. Okay, but ladies, if you're gonna try to interstate, let me just reiterate this. If you're gonna try to interstate, make sure you control how, you know, he's like when he speeds up, you gotta, you know, maintain the rhythm of it, because y'all will crash. You will crash. You got to control the whole rhythm of it, not him, you. So you got to know how to bounce it and roll it and move it. Yeah.
Yeah. Roll it and move it.
Roll it and move it.
Damn, I'm glad we ain't graduated to Zoom yet, because y'all can see the fucking motions I'm doing now. I'm like, okay, she said roll it. Roll it.
Roll it. And then rock it. Roll it, rock it, and move it. Roll it, rock it, and then move
it.
Yes.
Move it. Oh, I think
yep.
I pulled
roll
a rib.
Rock it.
Okay.
And then move it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely pulled a rib muscle. People, make sure y'all stretch before y'all do this shit. I'm going to be all right. I got insurance. Ugh. It's going to be hard to explain what I was doing, and I pulled this little rib muscle. I was trying to rock it, roll it, and groove it.
And move it.
So, all right.
Move it.
So,
move it.
Okay. So, I mean, okay, we ain't got much time, but I don't know. okay, let's put it like this. Okay, y'all giving me some great feedback tonight. Because, I mean, I'm just like sham wow over here, okay? So, okay, I see where y'all going with it. So, okay, how do you set that shit off, though? It's easy to say, okay, this is what you got to do. You're getting this. I mean, how do you set that shit off? Because I'm not good at setting shit off. I mean, do you just ask?
Okay.
Or do you just do it?
So,
I mean.
If you won't head on the interstate, it's totally up to her. It's going to be so random. Me, myself, you could be driving, and I'm just finna reach over and just start undoing your shit. You just drive. Just concentrate. They don't pay attention to me. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your business at this time is the road. Nigga, don't crash us.
Right. Now, if you want to ride on the interstate, you just basically say, hey, babe, you know, pull your seat back because I'm a you got to get them ready because the seat got to be a certain position back. Just put your seat belt back. Just put your seat back a little bit. And then just say, you know, just be ready. Just be ready for a surprise.
Yeah,
I got you.
Also,
I'm going to hook you up. I'll say something.
Also, with the riding on the interstate, depending on how flexible she is, you can actually bend her body up under the steering wheel if you put the steering wheel up high.
Uh-huh.
And ride you like that.
Well, because it's how your back arches on it. So and it's basically how far down you go. So if your back arches and you slide down and then, you know, and then you're off to the side, you're good. Like,
yeah.
Well,
now, if we're outside, you know, if I just if I'm rubbing up against you, I want you to know if I'm rubbing up against you, that's the signal. Like, let's go.
Uh-huh.
If I'm grabbing you and touching you and getting it ready for me, you better know what to do without that rubbing and grabbing you. Like, come on. And if I'm taking it out, then.
I was about to say, I'm just going to grab your dick. I ain't even going to play with you. I'm just going to be like, oh, hey, friend.
Right.
What y'all doing?
I'm going to introduce myself to him. I'm like, are you ready, babe? Because it's been a minute. I'm so ready. Like, I'm not talking to your face. You ready? Yeah. She's been calling for you. She called your number. Yeah. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what that means.
Okay.
Now, it's my fucking interstate shit. Y'all talking about it's very, very intriguing. So I'm going to say if you live anywhere near the Monsters Radio, MonstarsRadio.com studios, and there's a Walmart, and you see a motherfucker driving crazy in the parking lot tonight, that's me practicing. So stay the fuck out of the Walmart parking lot. Because I'm scared to hit the freeway. So I'm going to do my ass in the Walmart parking lot. We're going to practice. So you said, just mind your business and keep on going. You did. Stop. My insurance don't cover that shit. Let me stop. I got liability.
Have some insurance.
All right, we're at the end of the show. Tomorrow it's going to be Comic Cafe because I'm going to need some therapy after tonight's show. Tonight, where if you got problems, we're going to hood solve them. We're going to help you get your woosah on because we're trying to help you not get 30 days. You dig? So we talk about politics, community issues, things like that. So definitely join us for tomorrow night. And then Friday, we got Friday Night Live getting y'all ready for the weekend. So I got to get out of here on time tonight. I got to be up early for work because of pain is calling. So all right, ladies, y'all got any last words before we get up out of here?
My last words is peace and keep it freaky.
My last words is the Sullivan's. Thanks. Hit me up. And I'm doing the same old shit tonight. What y'all doing?
And yes, don't forget about our special moment of Solemnly Speak spoken word that comes with Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve Thursday nights. So, all right, if you didn't do nothing monstrous today, get up tomorrow and do something monstrous then. All right, enjoy the night, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Love you.